Yo, 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 man, it's Voza with the Voza Show, man. Today, we got a couple conversations we got to do. We had a couple topics of discussion sent in, so we're just going to be answering a couple questions. So, the first question is, what's my favorite thing about my personality? Honestly, I love myself, but you can't tell me nothing why I love myself. But my favorite thing about my personality is that I'm very, nonchalant, but at the same time, like, very energetic. But at the same time, I'm just all around, I'm a chameleon, you feel me? People say chameleons can, you know, adapt in any, you know, change their colors around with their surroundings and all that. That's what Geminis are. And we're going to get into that zodiac signs in a different episode. But of course, I am a big Gemini, the biggest, you know. So we're just going to leave it like that. Yeah. So yeah, my fifth thing about my personality, I love my personality, man, because it could be one moment where I'm chilled and the next moment I'm up and all energetic and all hype and all that. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. Then there's some times where I don't even want to be bothered, but it don't even be that I'm mad or anything or in a mood or a funk or anything like that. I just be too chill. I just be chilling. So yeah, That's the first question. So we're going to move on to the next question. The next question is scuba diving or skydiving. Boy, I don't like neither of them. Because one, we ain't even discovered everything that's under this water yet. Like, yo, more than 75% of this earth is water. And we haven't even discovered 10% of it. That's crazy. Hey, I'm not finna go in that water. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all tripping. No, not doing it. Skydiving, not doing it either. But if I had to choose the lesser evil, I'd rather do skydiving. Because look, hear me out. Now let's say if both of those things went wrong, something went wrong in both of them. If you went scuba diving and your oxygen tank done broke, now you just drowning. Now you gotta choke and all that. You gotta do this, gag for water, for air and all that. But if you skydive and your parachute don't work, and you 1,000 miles in the air, and you hit the ground at that velocity, oh man, it's over with. Instant kill. Now, depending on what height you at, you might, know what I'm saying, come out with a couple broken bones.
You know you want some broken bones, broken bones, broken bones.
But nah, I gotta do that skydive. Only because if something go wrong in scuba diving and I drown and y'all can't find my body, it's over with. I don't even know. Nah, it's over with. I'm doing skydiving. The third question is what is my love language? I got a couple love languages. I ain't even gonna sit there and hold you. I ain't gonna lie. But the first one and the main one is physical touch. Come here. Like, oh my gosh. Like, oh my gosh, it's just something about that, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. For those who physical touches their love language, oh man, I know how you feel. Oh man, I love it. I love every minute of it. But that's the first one. The second one is, if I like you, I'm gonna spend some money on you. If I don't like you, I ain't really gonna spend no money on you. I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna do that. But if I like you, I'm going to spend some money on you, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it without checking price tags, this, that. You want that? All right, I got you. You feel me? But, like, and if I tell you I'm going to get you something, oh, yeah, I'm going to get it. I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to get it, but just know I'm going to get it. It might be tomorrow. It might be 2 months from now. It might be 2 weeks from now, you know, unless something happens in between that, like, where we stop talking, and I'm like, all right, cool, I ain't gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? Depends. It depends. But Yeah, that's one of another one. Another one is, let me see. I don't know right now, but I know those two are definitely my love languages. I'm a love on you. I'm a kiss you. I'm a hold you. You know what I'm saying? And I want you to do the same. Reciprocate that. Like, I want to touch you. You don't touch me. You know what I'm saying? That's my love language. That's physical touch. And I like that. I love you. I ain't gonna lie. Fourth question is, if I were to have a superpower, what superpower would it be? Now, this, I can get deep into this. Really, I really can. But I ain't gonna get too deep into it because I don't want it to be too long for right now. But I'm gonna list 3 superpowers that I had, that I wish I had. The first one is, of course, super speed. Now, for my people who like super speed and Marvel and DC comics and all that, and you know what I'm saying? Super speed. If you know what to do with super speed, you could be that, man. You'll be a dangerous motherfucker, man. I'm telling you. Because, like, think of the Flash. If you watch the CW Flash version, man, he literally vibrate himself so fast, it's gonna make it seem like he's in 2-3 different places at one time when he's literally just running back and forth in the same spot. And it's, and they call it a mirage, you know, which is a mirage, you know, after picture of where he was before. But he's doing it so fast, it make it look like it's 2 people, but it's really just 1 person. Now imagine that, and he could phase through walls by vibrating his cells so fast, he's gonna go straight through it. Now, and if you, like I said, if you watch CW Flash, you know all the things that he done did with his powers. This man done phased a whole helicopter. Airplane. This man done made a vacuum with his arms to stop fire and, you know, suck out the oxygen from the fire. And I'm like, yo, imagine what you can do with super speed. And it's not just running, it's everything super speed. Everything super speed. Your brain is at super speed. Everything you do is super speed. Now that's just the first one. The second one is, of course, flying. I want to fly. But at the same time, if you have super speed and flying, it's no use for having the power of super speed. Or if you want the power of flight, it's no use to have super speed with you. So I'm really going, that's really like iffy. But if I didn't have super speed, I definitely have super strength. But the third one, of course, is super strength. Because, like, who don't want super strength? Imagine me picking up a whole building or punching a hole through a solid brick wall building. That's amazing. I would love it. I would love that. But yeah. Now the last question. And I like this question because I get this question. And I really don't get this question all the time, but I get this same compliment majority of the time. All right. So the question is, what compliment do I get all the time? Or most of the time, it's the same thing. But my smile, man, somebody told me the other day, probably a week or two ago, they was like, why look like you got veneers? I'm like, girl, I don't got no dang veneers. Like, what? You know how much veneers cost? What I look like? No, what's wrong with you? Nah, I just got a nice smile. Either that, my smile, my eyes, my lips, my jawline. Really, like, face in general. But the most is the teeth. I got a nice smile. I don't know if whoever seeing my smile, they know I got a lovely smile, man. Like, you remember Timmy Turner and the My Shiny Teeth in Me, that episode? Yeah, Chip Skylark. Yeah, that's type of smile I got. I ain't gonna care. I got that ching. That blinds you when you look at, you feel me? But yeah, that's that. That was the last question. So I hope y'all enjoyed, you know, my answers for these questions. And I know that it's supposed to be snowing, or, well, really, the weather's been bad recently, so I just hope everybody stays safe, stay warm, because it's a little chilly out here, you know, but stay safe, and y'all, come check out the next episode. Peace.